so wetyo manti muenda sowetyo amanko zimuenda muenda po halo direct sowetyo muenda amanko suku
0530
parafini parafini makota pela makota pela ya unga unga wa customer zipiango a customer zipiango
zikachitika musabimberera kwa
on some village bunting. Never know they like you've been wanting. No more upper next is now. Na FNB group savings account. Saving na zero monthly defeat. Bank no charge up a quarter ni fee. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you book mo yes. Flexible access yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet yolo bangalana. Asset deposit your drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chili? No, I need ya my physical meeting. But I'll be tired. I want some of my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, but I just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. Now SMG group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Flooding at Lusaka's Kulima Tower bus station as spurs are urgent drainage works. Four juveniles arrested in Mokushi following series of break-ins. In Africa news, a 14-year-old girl caught in the crossfire of Cape Turf Wars. With the news in details, and my name is Blessed Chwawa. The heavy downpour recorded in Lusaka in the last 24 hours has exposed the need to improve the drainage systems in some parts of the Central Business District, CBD. Kulima Tower bus station is one of the areas affected, with clients are finding it too hard to easily access the premises. As such, our works are to improve the drainage system at the bus station have gained momentum. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, Kulima Tower bus station chairperson and Nicholas Banda says the works will be accelerated to ensure that there is no flooding. Mr. Banda further states that a lack of a proper drainage system has affected their business, as some clients prefer boarding into buses from outside the station. He has strongly appealed to people within the station to guard the drainage once completed so that its use can be sustained.
So this time, I believe in the market. See, and I'm not very generous. Panja, the generation of Pangam Cat, Zambo Sen Gabamos, Pangaman, Mandosan, Umuma Station, then you can have Kalamo from them. So, never got special government, we never got to return here. I am a business. otherwise we must have one sitting in school and then we have one to see my food in a couple of
Police in Mukushi have arrested four juveniles aged 13 to 15 in connection with a recent series of break-ins in the district. According to Central Province Police Commanding Officer Yove Luhana, the arrest follows community tips and subsequent police investigations. Recovered items include mobile phones, laptop computers, mattresses, TV sets, home theater systems, solar equipment, and other household goods. So far, two complainants have successfully identified their belongings. Police have also cautioned members of the public to be vigilant when purchasing second-hand goods, as some of the stolen items had already been sold to unsuspecting buyers. With the festive season approaching, police say they are stepping up patrols and working closely with local residents to maintain safety. The commanding officer did emphasize the need for the public to cooperate with the police to curb the vice. The juveniles are still under police custody.
We have had a lot of complaints on breaking here in Kush. So of late, police here, they had information that there was a series of break-ins into homes, of which through intelligence, we managed to pounce on two juveniles who led us to the recovery of these items. So far, we have only two complainants who have identified the property. And yesterday, two more juveniles were picked. The numbers come to four, and they are within the age group of 13, 15. So they have led officers to the recovery of all these items. You must note that some of these items were recovered from purported buyers to be. So as the general public, you need to be cautious.
Chinika Ward 11 Councillor Masao Songoma has applauded the successful upgrading and paving of several key roads in the ward, describing the project as a major step toward improving mobility, safety and overall development for residents. Mr. Ngoma says the improved road infrastructure would significantly reduce accidents and enhance the day-to-day movement of people and goods within the ward. Mr. Ngoma has told Kombon Radio News that enhancing a road infrastructure in Chinika Ward can improve road safety and prevent accidents. Mr. Ngoma notes that quality roads are essential not only for economic growth, but also for the well-being of the community. He has since extended appreciation to all stakeholders who contributed to the project, saying their support has been instrumental in bringing the plan to fruition. Works on the construction of the Litoya Maternity Annex at Litoya Rural Health Center in Luwoshi Ward of Nalolo District have reached about 85% completion stage. Nalolo Town Council NTC awarded the contract to Newa Liberal General Dealers to complete a phase 2 construction of the maternity annex at 1.8 million kwacha. CASA Public Relations Officer Beautyson Kandimba says the project is being funded using additional funds allocated under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. He says the maternity annex has features like delivery rooms to provide antenatal and postnatal services to ensure safe and dignified childbirth experiences.
Rural Health Center in Luwoshi Ward have reached about 85% completion stage. Nalolo Town Council awarded the contract to Newa Liberal General Dealers to complete phase 2 construction of the maternity annex at 1,854,237 kwacha. The project is being funded using additional funds allocated under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund. The maternity annex has features like delivery rooms to provide antenatal and postnatal services to ensure safe and dignified childbirth experiences. Nalolo Town Council embarked on an ambitious program to build maternity annexes at health facilities in the district. This is in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive.